You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today we are speaking with Billy Ash, Chief Digital Officer of Today's Business, a full-service digital advertising agency specializing in social media marketing. Mr. Ash, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much for having me, Eric. It's a real pleasure.
Yes, certainly, and the pleasure is ours as well. So, Mr. Ash, tell us, what is the online customer purchasing process to kick things off?
So the online purchasing process is really a way that users are engaging with your brand prior and during the sales process. It usually has about five different stages between reach, acquire, develop, retain, and then advocacy. And each one of those play a critical role in terms of customer retention as well as a customer lifetime cycle.
And what are the best practices for each of these steps?
So the first step is reach, and reach is really how people become aware of your company. A lot of people are utilizing social media for this nowadays between Instagram influencers, but it's really how you're marketing yourself and users become aware. Content must be properly marketed, and you have to put it in the places where people will find the most relevant information and then act upon it. The next step is acquire, and this is the process where users are acting upon your advertisements. They're going to your website. They're signing up for your email address. The key here is to develop a strong call to action. Make sure that you're not sending multiple things. If your marketing is to acquire email addresses, then make sure that you're consistent with that. You don't want to send users to too many different things. You don't want to send people to a website where there's so many calls to action, they don't really know what to do. You want to make sure that your messaging is clear. You want to provide a quality product, and really this acquire stage is the process of transforming a potential lead into a paying customer. The next step would be the development. This is where you're taking that person who has actually purchased one product and you're building that relationship. You're keeping in touch with them via email marketing and other promotions, social media included. You're developing that relationship. You're listening. That's the key thing, and that's what social media has added to this stage of the customer purchase process, is that relationship, the ability to talk one-on-one with your customers. This is something that online retailers never had the opportunity to do prior. It was really just, you know, they made that process. Maybe you had sent them an email, but social media has really transformed how this stage is really developed. The next thing would be the retain. Somebody's made that first purchase, and it's the process of getting that one-time customer to be a repeat customer. Continuing with customer satisfaction surveys, different things like this would be subscription-type models, different bundle packages that you can add, and really retaining them. And then the advocacy, this is when you have a great product, making sure that your customers are truly satisfied. When customers are truly satisfied, as we all know, social media, everybody has a voice. They tell their friends share it, and that's that real viral marketing that you get within the internet nowadays. And the key for this would really be to reward for sharing. Reward people for reviewing your products. Reward people for sending their friends to your website. Different things like that are all big things in terms of changing the customer purchase process and that customer lifetime value. And the advocacy is one of the most important, if not the most important, because that's going to help you reach more people, which obviously will then help acquire and develop relationships as well.
What does understanding this process mean to the marketer?
Well, if your company implements the best practices of the lifetime cycle management, you'll be able to improve your customer service and enhance the experience which all of your customers have, which will ultimately increase your usage of the product and services, which obviously will increase your profit. So it's really a win-win. The marketer receives more information on their customer so that they can provide their customers with exactly what they're looking for, and the customers then receive exactly what they're looking for. So it's really about developing that relationship and maintaining it.
Today we are joined by Billy Ash, Chief Digital Officer of Today's Business, a full-service digital advertising agency specializing in social media marketing, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, Mr. Ash, what is the difference between the general purchasing process and the online purchasing process?
Well, with the increase in mobile, the difference is becoming thinner and thinner. People are checking out products, reading the reviews when they're in the brick and mortar store. But I think one of the biggest differences is that customer's attention. When they're on the internet, they have their friends messaging them on Facebook. They have different pop-ups, different advertisements everywhere. So it's about retaining and like I had said, mentioned earlier, having a clear call to action. Different things like bounce rates really change a buyer's mindset. It's easier for an online customer to close a tab than for a user to actually just go through, or for somebody who's in your store to go in and then leave that store. With one click of a button, they're gone. So making sure that you set up the correct marketing tactics between remarketing as well as clear calls to action are really some of the main differences. The online customer usually does much more research on your product, and they can do this very quickly. When they're on your website, they can instantly open up a new tab and read those reviews. So I think really what is the difference is the education behind it and the ease of going to find your competitors. Different things like site speed. I always like to talk to our clients and say, listen, if your site's not loading fast enough, I'm going to exit it out, go into Google, and then go to your competitor's website. And that's the big difference is it's much easier for me to go to your competitors online than it would be if I was in your brick and mortar store. And then just making sure that when they're in there, that you are doing the proper upselling. I think that's one of the biggest things that email or that online sales has added is the ability to instantly upsell. You don't need to have a sales rep in there saying, hey, this works really well with this. You can have one ad at the bottom of your page and say, hey, add this for a cheaper price. Combine this with that. And I think those things are really differentiating the online store to that brick and mortar experience.
Great information. And how does social media and online reputation play into the online purchasing process?
Well, I think brands are much more eager to drive conversions through word-of-mouth marketing through social media. You know, 70% of consumers research a product online before making a final purchase, and 92% trust peer recommendations over traditional ad campaigns. This means that retailers can no longer sit back and hope that their particular marketing strategies are working. They need to make sure that they are providing a quality product. That one customer, we all know when you go to a Yelp page, you're not going through and looking at all of the five-star reviews. You're looking for that one-star review. You're looking for the person who was upset. What were they upset on? And how you maintain those relationships and maintain that online reputation really pays a big difference in how people are engaging with your brand. I think another thing that online reputation and social media has allowed is for you to get honest feedback. I always go into Amazon.com and read all of those reviews. And if you take those reviews and you see what the people are really saying, hey, this was too expensive or this was too small, different things like that, and making those changes can really take your brand to the next level.
Well, certainly some very helpful information on this topic. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, takeaways, or one last final tip for the listeners tuning in today?
I think one of my biggest things is to stay with the trends. We all know that mobile is taking over the world. Between Google searches to online subscription models, the mobile application and the mobile phone is where the world is. And making sure that you're site's responsive, making sure that your mobile experience is optimal is really one of the biggest things. And the next thing would be to take advantage of all the third parties out there. If you have an e-commerce store, there's different things like Gilt, different programs where it's the Trunk Club and different subscription models where you can get your product in there. You don't necessarily have to find that customer. You have to find where you can sell your product best. It may be on Amazon, but it could be different things like that. And I think also where the world's going is that subscription model. We see it with a Dollar Shave Club and different things of that sort where users aren't looking to make multiple purchases every single day. I want to sign up for it, and I call it the Netflix effect, where I want to sign up for it and then I want to forget about it. I just want it to come in and I want to utilize it when it comes. And making sure that you're leveraging all of the capabilities that the internet has is really one of the biggest things and tips that I can say.
Well, Mr. Ash, we certainly appreciate your time today. If you would tell our listeners where they can get more information on today's business and how they could be in touch if they needed to do so.
Absolutely. Our website's tbsmo.com, and on there you'll find all of our services and contact information, but as well as a great blog where we're constantly giving tips and providing information and different case studies on what the latest trends are.
It's certainly a valuable resource. Well, Mr. Ash, we thank you for your time once again and for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio, and certainly wish you all the best.
Thank you so much, Eric. It was a pleasure.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with Mr. Billy Ash, Chief Digital Officer of Today's Business, a full-service digital advertising agency specializing in social media marketing. And for more information, simply visit tbsmo.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobilistic convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.